Hey there, it's a Mark Reardon program. John Hancock sitting in. Mark Reardon will be back in this chair, in this studio tomorrow, taking the reins, having a Reardon roundtable on a Friday afternoon. And earlier this afternoon, some news was made out in St. Louis County. State Senator Brian Williams, he represents Missouri's 14th Senate District in North St. Louis County, made the announcement today that he's a Democrat. He is filing as a Democrat for county executive against the now indicted Sam Page. Anybody that's listened to me much over the last, 6 years, seems like it's been forever that this guy. I'm not a particular fan of Dr. Page. And he's a guy that just can't get along with people.
No.
And I've never seen anybody alienate their own party like this guy has. Now, Brian Williams gets into the race. He's a known commodity. He's a state senator, and he's been there for a while. And he joins us right now on 97.1. Senator, welcome aboard. Do we have him?
Thank you.
Oh, there he is. All right, I'm a little worried about the cell connection there, Senator, but we're going to give it a go. So you announced today, presumably you're going to be running against Sam Page, although who knows what his future holds. But what is it that you're running on?
Well, first, John, I was listening to you, and I'm actually right over here in Olivet, Missouri. So my district is not just North St. Louis County. I take in the central corridor of St. Louis County as well, communities like Ladue, Olivet, and University City, where I live. And we do go through North County, so I want to make sure nobody gets left out. My reason for getting into this race is pretty simple. I've built a record of working with people from all over our entire state to get real results for St. Louis County and our region. And that's something that I've taken great pride in over the years serving in the Missouri Senate. And I'm really confident that we'll be able to make a case to voters next August on how we can move the county forward and get people really moving in the right direction around bold results and delivering services that make everyone want to sleep, eat, and work here.
Would you define yourself as a more of a collaborative leader?
Well, I define myself exactly like every other St. Louis County resident. They get up and they work with people they may like or they may not like. Hmm. And they still have to do their job at a high level. And that's how I've treated my career the entire time. Even if I disagree with you, I have a duty to our state and most importantly to St. Louis County residents to deliver for them. And that's what I've done for the past 7 years.
Well, and it's really interesting because you're serving now in the Missouri State Senate. And I think it's accurate to say you're one of the more liked Democrats by the Republican majority in the Missouri State Senate. And you focused a lot of your effort over the years on job creation and economic development. Talk about that.
Well, first, ensuring that our region is safe, we're creating jobs, we're building a workforce of tomorrow. And most importantly, we're making sure that people understand that the St. Louis region makes up 45% of the GDP, meaning the St. Louis region, whether that includes St. Charles County, Jefferson County, Franklin County, and the city of St. Louis, makes up majority of the economy. And when that region is doing well, John, the entire state of Missouri does well. And that's the case I've made to my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, and they get it. And it's been something that's helped me bring a lot of resources back to the region. And I'm looking forward to working with local leaders here to come together and continue to make that case here in St. Louis County.
One of the things that you have focused on and successfully executed is getting $23 million for a new state-of-the-art public safety facility and police intelligence center located in St. Louis County. Are you a Democrat who describes himself as defund the police? It doesn't look like it.
No, I'm proud of my relationship with law enforcement and I always refer back to one of my heroes, my uncle. He was a police officer here in the St. Louis region for 27 years. And if you notice, 27 years is a very odd number. It's not 25 and it's not 30. And that's simply because my family made him pretty much retire because they felt it was a dangerous job and worried whether or not he'll make it home at night. It's a very high-stress job, and it's not lost upon me that it's a job that deserves to have the tools to be able to not only build the trust, but ensure that officers are being safe and we're growing what I believe is an honorable profession. I don't think that's a partisan issue, and I think it should be a common goal to keep families safe, and that's something I plan to do in St. Louis County.
So you're looking ahead, and right now, Sam Page has announced as a Democrat for the re-election. Dennis Hancock, no relation, has announced as a Republican for the Republican Party nomination. But you're facing off against Sam Page. And what do you see as the bigger contrast between a Brian Williams as county executive versus a continuation of the Sam Page era?
I don't think it's really about a comparison. I think it's simply on my record. I've taken bold ideas and I've turned them into real results. And I've been able to work with people and build coalitions that allow us to take our region forward. And that's exactly what I plan to do as St. Louis County Executive. I think the days of divisive government and focusing on the negative things, not advancing our region around issues that mean things to St. Louis residents, is over. And I plan to bring that energy. I plan to bring my record of service. And most importantly, I plan to bring my ability to collaborate and partner and have a government that's all rowing in the same direction for the same cause.
You know, one of the things, because I'm a county resident, I'll be voting in this election. And one of the things that was noteworthy about St. Louis County government for my entire adult life was it was stable. Not a lot of drama. It ran efficiently. Its books were balanced, and that was true whether the county executive was a Republican like Gene McNary or a Democrat like Buzz Westfall. There just wasn't a lot of drama in the county. Might we see a return to those days?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's important that there's stability, and I think there's important that we have a government that functions for St. Louis residents. And right now, we've seen more circumstances where the government is having a hard time working together than actually working for St. Louis County residents. And I think having that stable government, and we've seen previous executives carry that attitude of having smart people around them that can help the government go forward, and
Bingo.
That's what I plan to do as well.
Bingo. That's a really excellent point. You know, strong leaders surround themselves by strong people. Weak leaders surround themselves by folks that, frankly, aren't very good. And I think that's a big distinction to be made. Before I let you scoot on down the road here, there's a problem in the county in terms of the budget. This budget has had a very hard time being balanced. Do you have any thoughts on how that ought to be addressed, that's not happening now?
Yeah, absolutely. I've served on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee for majority of my career. And every year, not only did we balance a budget, but we ensured that we wasn't in a deficit. And I plan to, one, clearly assess the state budget, sit down with smart people, figure out where some opportunities for us to save money, but most importantly, where are opportunities for us to generate revenue. And that'll be something that I'll be laser focused on. And it's something that's very, very deeply concerning and something that residents should keep at the top of their mind when they think about who should lead this county next year.
Folks, the indicted Sam Page is no longer unopposed in the Democratic primary for St. Louis County Executive. He has been enjoined into that effort by State Senator Brian Williams. Senator Williams, thanks so much for your time today on the day you announced for office, and I wish you the best.
Hey, John, thanks for having me, and look forward to seeing you guys soon.
All right, that's Brian Williams. Sue, you know, we were talking before the interview just how dysfunctional St. Louis County has become.
It's outrageous.
You had Steve Stenger get indicted, go to jail. Now Sam Page has been indicted. I don't know, certainly in my lifetime, that there's ever been a county executive indicted before.
Nope.
In St. Louis County. I mean, it's just bizarroville.
Agreed.
And I don't know if Brian Williams will be the only challenger to Sam Page. Heck, I don't even know if Sam Page is going to run. I don't even know if he may be convicted.
If he's allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, you know, he's been charged with two misdemeanors and two felonies. And the felonies relate to the use of public funds to send a mailing out. I don't want to get into the details of all of that. I suspect, and Page has hired pretty good legal counsel, Jeff Jensen, the former U.S. attorney. I think they're probably, if I had to guess, they're going to plead that down to the misdemeanors. That will allow Sam Page to keep his medical license.
Yeah.
And he will agree to step aside. That's how I think this is going to play out.
It's a good bet.
But it's hard to say. Well, we need to step aside for a little bit. We got some news coming up. Next hour, lots to do. I'm going to tell Sue about the joys of being a grandpa.
Love it.
That's next on 97.1 FM Talk.